Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet Show with your host, Marcia McMahon. We were just discussing Ladybug and I. We have a wonderful guest, Queen Ladybug, a.k.a. Claudine Esther Klein from Britain with us today, and we were discussing John Lennon and the connection we feel to him. So we're going to be highlighting her new film, and we're going to be just doing an awful lot of discussion of creativity, inspiration, channeling, and all kinds of good things. So you want to stay tuned for this show. It's very special. A couple of things here. I wanted to mention the song we played at the start of our show was different. You normally hear Peaceful Planet, but today I felt inspired to play for you Eternal Opus, which was composed and written by Robert Murray as channeled by John Lennon in spirit. And I played that song with the thought of the beloved tenor throughout the world, Luciano Pavarotti, who passed the spirit, and they're holding services for him today. And even though he walks in different realms than what we do here on BBS, I thought it would be a nice way to remember him, Eternal Opus. So I'm not much on opera. I know Princess Diana was a dear friend of Luciano's, and there are many pictures of the two of them together, and I'm sure that there will be a huge opera celebration for him on the other side as well. There was one in the funeral mass today. So we're thinking of him and his family and the great impact he had on the world. So we always want to highlight great new talent. And, of course, we're highlighting again Claudine Esther Klein, Queen Ladybug. And I'm going to be getting to her in just a moment. I composed a poem this week. I was thinking about what a light worker really is. And I wanted to share that poem with you, and then we have a few announcements, and then we're going to get to some fantastic music and a wonderful interview with Queen Ladybug. So the title of my poem for today is What is a Light Worker? All you light workers and light worker wannabes out there, tune into this poem because I think you'll get a better understanding of what it is that so many of us here on the BBS network are doing with our connection to spirit. And what we're really trying to accomplish is world peace. We're trying to uplift humanity with our angel messages. And I think that this pertains to anyone listening out there. You probably are a light worker, and you're just beginning to recognize it. So as you're listening to this poem, think about this for yourself. Apply it to yourself and see where you fit. Title of the poem, What is a Light Worker? And this was written September 6th. In the beginning, God made the light. Let there be light. A light worker brings light into darkness. She dries the tears of those in grief. Her hands may heal. Her eyes may brighten any situation. A light worker can sense the presence of the angelic realms, translating that light into words and images for others to hear, read, and behold the wonder of the Creator through her creation. She brings that light from the illumined realms of truth to this world, traversing time in an instant. She is a conduit for the divine voice of God, Goddess. She may paint, draw, sing, or dance. She is Goddess in motion, holding the sacred energy. Her divine radiance shows her connection and is expressed in creativity, laughter, and joy. A light worker hears the sacred voice of the divine, known as the still small voice of God. She is scribe and servant to the angels. Can you see this light in a person you know? She may be a light worker. She never excludes other light workers, understanding then that they are also a part of divine source, and each person's work is valued and cherished for their spiritual gifts. Her laughter and sunshine brighten any room. She brings the masters with her to any party. She has moved beyond churches and temples, holding her sacred energy within. Anywhere she steps is sacred ground, and you will sense her sacred energy. She brings divine messages upon angel wings, softly, gently, healing humanity's miscreations. When you feel the softness of her gentle voice or the rush of the wind, you are in the presence of the divine God-Goddess, a light worker. She brings a breath of heaven to earth, all of heaven goes with her. Are you willing now to step forth? So we have, of course, Claudine Esther Klein with us, and she's a wonderful light worker, and this poem could be perfectly written for you, for that matter, my dear. How are you today?
That's very kind, Marcia, and yourself.
Oh, just wonderful. I'm in a great mood, and I'm so excited to feature your new film and everything.
At last, it's been a long time coming, I'm very, very, very grateful that you're doing this.
I've seen very different versions of it online, and I want to call this to the attention of our listeners right now. I'm going to read your bio, and then we're going to direct them to your site through the BBS radio page that's already up. You'll see my name and my show posted up right now on BBS, all of you listeners out there. And you will see on the byline of the show, it says, Peaceful Planet Show welcomes Claudine Esther Klein, a.k.a. Queen Ladybug, musician, lightworker, filmmaker, and Reiki master. And I'm going to read her bio, but right underneath that, you'll see the Queen Ladybug, L-A-D-Y-B-U-G, the Queen Ladybug, after a forward slash. And then there's another link that you can press, and that's the latest film, and it's www.lastfm.com/music/queen+ladybug. And you can, those are already posted for you. So all you have to do is go more information about this program, press that link, and bring up her links, and you can preview her film right now. So it's really cool. And I know this was a long time in making, and I'd like to read to you Claudine's bio to give you a better idea for those listeners that are new to the show or new to hearing about you and would like more information. Claudine Klein, a.k.a. Queen Ladybug, was born on Candlemas in 1969 on a full moon in Leo. Though she had a difficult childhood, she was pushed towards seeking out the truth. By the time she was 8, she was reading music and classically trained on the recorder and clarinet by the age of 12. She now plays guitar, flute, keyboards, and sax, as well as writing and singing her own material. Queen Ladybug was healing small animals by the age of 4 and traveling astrally by the age of 15. She has been writing music and performing all her life, as well as investigating all matters of spirituality. She began proper spiritual training towards ascension in 2001 after a series of difficult hardships. Since then, and after discovering her ability to pick up energies of musicians and spirit, she has learned to combine music and healing and now create songs that not only uplift but heal on every level. She teaches meditation and healing as well as rescuing animals and rehabilitating them. Claudine is a qualified Reiki master and holistic hypnotherapist. Also, she communicates with animals, and she's a musician, of course, with many other skills. So we're highlighting her film and her music today. It's great to have you, and your stuff is just really interesting.
Thank you, Marcia.
So anyway, I hope our listeners have had a chance to click on the link, and they're viewing the film right now. They should be, because I'm directing you that way, and we know you have a computer and you've got it up and you're listening. So do visit those links. They're very interesting. So I noticed, you've been through many revisions on the film. Give us the title of the film and a little bit about some of the elements that you thought were really successful in the video mix and the way you brought it all together. I really like it.
Okay, and the title of the film is the same as the song, It's Here I Am.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe I had a lot of help from John Lennon
mm-hmm.
on not only writing the lyrics, but also on putting together the film. John Lennon is born on the day of the penetrating gaze, and one of his best strengths is that he's inspirational. And I find the most connection I have from him is the inspiration. He pushes me to do things when sometimes I would otherwise give up. And what I was trying to embody in the video was the fact that we are all one, but put it across in a nice, simple way to people who don't really understand what that means. And to show this, I showed people who are alive, people who are in spirit. I showed animals. I showed as many different things as I could. We are all one, and here I am in all of you is what I'm trying to get across in the film. So we've got some gorgeous little children dressed up as rock stars gone by. We had John Lennon and George Harrison. We had Bob Marley make a show. Even Elvis turned up. We had Mark Bolan and my own son, Leon. He played Freddie Mercury, of course, and they were just so sweet, and they played them so well.
Well, your kids are darling, and I love the idea of dressing them up as John Lennon and other luminaries that have since gone to spirit. I'm sure the kids had a good time doing that in the film. Now, you know, I think there's other elements of it that are powerful, and then your song, Here I Am, is playing in the background of the film.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah, it's like a music video in a way, really.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. Uh-huh. And the video is explaining the words to the song, which are coming out of hardships, as you can see in the film. You can see what's happening, the black and white parts of it, showing the domestic violence in the past and stuff like this. And then it shows a connection with Christ and a connection with spirit. And then the look at me now, here I am.
Yeah, I noticed you had a Gothic church in the background, and there was a man standing in the church. I don't know if that symbolized the new relationship or your ex-husband. Whatever, that was interesting. There was a lot of symbolism.
The man in black and white standing in the church looking quite angry. That represents the past, mm-hmm. the dark past. And the other man dressed in white, he's actually British middleweight champion boxer, Robin Reed, and he very, very kindly stepped in to play the part of the archangel who represents strength, who represents a new beginning up there with the image of Christ. He's very, very against domestic violence, and so he took part and he volunteered and did it for nothing. It's really, really kind of him.
Oh, who is this person that stepped in and did
this? He's the British middleweight champion boxer.
Oh, wow.
Robin Reed is known as.
So I didn't recognize him, but I thought he was good looking.
He was representing the archangel.
So then, you worked on this it seems like ever since I've known you, and you've been taking the inspiration from John Lennon. I know because I work with him on the lyrics, and I'm about to read a special message that he has here about your work. And he commented, he's always available. That's the one thing that's wonderful about Spirit. You know, there's never a time when they're not available. So I was putting this show together rather last minute today, you know, and I was feeling his connection since last night, and I just didn't have time to channel him. So here we go, folks. I'm going to read a brief message from John, kind of as an endorsement, really, for Queen Ladybug and her connection to him. So think about that, people. It's pretty awesome to be contacted by John Lennon, I have to say myself. I never would have dreamt it up in a million years, and I'm sure you wouldn't have either. But, you know, as light workers, we do connect to the spirit realms, and we do find creative inspiration from those who have passed on, who are not sitting around strumming harps in the afterlife. They are busy doing things. And in this case, John Lennon is working hard for peace, and so is Princess Diana. And those are the two that I connect with. Hence the title of my show, The Peaceful Planet. But I'd like to bring forth John, and you know, you may hear a slight British accent come through because he does kind of channel through me on occasion. So this is my brief message from John Lennon today, and I'm saying, hello, John, are you there? And John says, yeah, you're coming in loud and clear here for me. Marcia, great, sorry so long, no channeling. I've been busy on so many projects but have not forgotten the lyrics. I have not even spoken with Diana in a while. John, well, I'm so glad to hear from you, Marcia, my dear. I know we've been trying to reach you for quite some time. So good to hear Ladybug's new film is out, and her sound is really good. She does have a great acoustic sound as well as synthesized, and we feel you ought to be in touch with Murray as well about her talent. Something will be breaking soon for you and her, although I know how busy you already are. George and I are also busy here playing gigs at the Opera House and other places around town. We've missed your contact, but as I said, you need to set aside a little time each day to work on the lyrics and continue in your search for the right person to bring out this music in full form for the world. The world needs peace right now, and my message couldn't be more right on. We send our love vibration to the fine light worker Don and Doug Newsom and congratulate them on their new emerging project. We think your music ought to be involved in it somehow, but I know you need an actual artist to play it and an agent to make all the connections. We'll speak on that privately later today and send some more thoughts on. sending you and Ladybug and all who are open to my love, John. And then he says, P.S., remember peace, remember love. Now, I don't know if you guys are listening in the audience have ever seen the John and Yoko film that just came out. There's a video now that a friend of mine bought for me. And, you know, in these messages from John, you know, I admired him greatly, but I was never a huge, huge fan. And he always says, you know, as kind of his signature ending, remember peace, remember love. And I noticed in the video that came out about him and Yoko and how the U.S. government was hounding them, he says all the time, you know, makes the peace sign and says, remember peace, remember love. So there you go. I mean, you know, it's, I couldn't have made that up because I didn't even know about that until I saw this film. So anyway, spirit has a way of truly confirming the accuracy of what you're getting, and that's just one example. So anyway, Claudine, tell me about how you made your connection to John and how this film evolved. And did you feel that he was actually consulting you in a sense and giving you points along the way, like he does with me in my creative work with him?
Yes, it's usually when I'm playing. As I said, I've told you last time I spoke to you, my first connection with him was after the death of a close relative to me.
Oh, yeah.
And he came through, and I said, God, what do you want? It was like, what on earth would you want with me? It was amazing.
Uh-huh.
And then I just happened to have this book, which I opened on October the 9th. It's a birthday book. And it was October the 9th on that day. And when I opened it, I just opened it randomly. October the 9th was actually John Lennon's birthday, so
uh-huh.
I could not deny that he was contacting me for some reason. And when I read into the this birth date, it's all about inspiration. He is an inspiration to others, and he's urging people who have talents to make the most of themselves, which is, and I just felt so blessed and honored that he was pushing me all along the way, and I know he's always there now. Mainly now when I pick the guitar up, if I relax, I feel his presence so strong, and it's as if I don't have to try to play anymore. I find that I sing easier, I play easier, and I know that he's helping me because I'm not naturally a good guitarist. I trained myself. I'm still learning in a lot of ways, but I do feel his presence and I play so much better. And there's moments when I'm rehearsing where I just, it's like I turn into him. It's really, really strange. I just think, oh my God, I felt like John Lennon then. And it's as if I'm sure he borrowed me to come back down here and have a play and a sing now and again.
Absolutely.
And I don't mind, of course.
I confer with that, and he confirms that in his message. And I feel the same honor of his presence.
I
feel him strongly with me as I'm conducting the show, and I asked him and Princess Diana to kind of overlight our program, as I often do with other Ascended Masters, too. So why don't we then tune into one of the versions of the Here I Am, which is the song that's featured for the film, and let our listeners hear the latest version. I think it's called Here I Am Video Mix. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And Don, if you could play that for us, we'd be most grateful, and we want our listeners to simply enjoy the song. It's beautifully written.
I talked well inside the borderline, and fears I
And we're back. You were listening to Here I Am by Claudine Esther Klein, a.k.a. Queen Ladybug. That sounded great. That was a wonderful rendition. Now, is that the one that's on the video, too, Claudine? Or is that a
Yes, that's the video mix. I prefer the radio mix myself, but we couldn't get hold of it today, which is quite annoying.
The video mix sounded really good. And we're also going to be playing Courage, but we'll probably work into that one a little bit later. As we were listening to the song, I wondered if you could maybe give us some of the lyrics to Here I Am, because I think your lyrics are really good, too, and definitely inspired.
Okay. I'll give you the last verse, which is my favorite, and any mentions to love in any of my songs, I know John helps me with. And the last verse is lovely. It says, "For it was wrong to say in love we are falling, as true love for me is a place to which we rise. And knowing how, I do accept my paradise, and we live in love without compromise. It's just a shame it felt like pain, now I feel so warm again. If I look back, there's only rain. I know I'll see you learn again. And I'm not sorry. You got to know me. No, I'm not sorry. You got to know me. I'm just sending you some healing symbols as I'm doing this as well." You should be feeling that, Marcia.
I definitely am. And, you know, I love that. It's so beautifully written. You really have a talent with it, and I can definitely hear John in that. You know, love is a place where we rise. Is that how you wrote that? Love is a place where we rise?
Yeah.
That's got to be him. You know, it's just got to be. There's no other trademark, you know, like it. Okay, so then while we were on the phone listening to the song, we were discussing Claudine's gift with Reiki, and I was telling her about some recent things that I've been going through, little symptoms and so on, and from time to time, we all get little symptoms and things that other sometimes serious issues, and Reiki works at the speed of thought, and she started working on me, and I'm starting to feel totally different, and I've been having sort of these strange symptoms of jerking, and it's like electricity's running through me. And, you know, I was mentioning it to her, and she said she kind of gave me an accurate picture of this and said it had something to do with reaching the Ascended Masters and how you are working with the higher realms and you're picking up their energy. And that just does make sense, and she's been sending me this wonderful healing. So she then, you're okay with offering this to our audience, right?
And yes,
taking
definitely.
Calls. So she's going to be demonstrating her Reiki gift, and I'm definitely sensing it and feeling better. And I'd like to give you our toll-free line if you'd like to call in with a question for Claudine, or you'd like to ask her for some healing energy. She will kind of read your aura and send it to you. And she's all the way in Britain, and I'm all the way in Illinois, and I'm sensing it immediately. So, you know, like it says in the poem that I wrote, basically traversing time in an instant. And that's what this divine energy that we tap into can do. So if you need a little bit of a healing boost today, we'd like to invite you to call us at 877-876-5227. And that's in the USA. And then toll-free Canada is 888-810-8322. And I'm already feeling the effects of the Reiki.
Marcy, can I just say, the amount of energy that's flying through my hand now, my hand's twitching.
Oh, wow.
I've got my hand over a picture of you, and my hand's just really, really twitching, which means there's a massive amount of energy running through me.
Okay.
And I'm also picking up, you're not offloading, you've got so much on, and you're not offloading this anywhere. You need to go out and look at the sky and swear.
Yeah, you're right.
You need to go out and release.
What I do is I'm constantly a workaholic. I have 1,000 projects. I'm an artist channel. I'm writing books. And then I also have another job, and I'm teaching at a university, and I teach art history. So I'm really busy with that. And I'm doing my light work, and then I do this other work with art history, which I really enjoy, but it's very time-consuming. So I often don't take time to release one thing and go to another, and you can get kind of stressed out with all of that work all the time. And I think a lot of us light workers work doubly hard to get our messages out because the general world does not accept these messages, and we understand that. So we're always looking for clever ways to get our ourselves out there, you know. So it's a hard job being a light worker, and you very often have to have a couple of jobs. So, yeah, that is very good insight. You're exactly right about that. But the energy you're sending me is wonderful. Thank you. That's just so sweet of you. And, again, if you are listening and you'd like to call in for your healing, 877-876-5227, and Claudine will send you some Reiki. She's sending it out to the entire audience, too. So if you're in the audience and you're feeling suddenly a sense of wonderful light and peace coming over you, that's probably her energy.
Or falling asleep. I have a tendency to make people fall asleep.
I'm starting to feel really relaxed, and the jerking is gone.
Yeah.
So thank you. This comes right to me at the right time.
Yeah. I don't know if you have time, but the other thing, the song about the star, I don't know if I've sent you the lyrics. I wrote it when I was about 17. I co-wrote it with a friend of mine, who incidentally looks like Ringo Starr. I was in a band with him for 8 years, Gary Holmes. I rewrote it on the 6th of March this year, while connecting with John. And it's quite similar to what it was, but when I read it, it's amazing.
Feel
John in
it. I want
you
to read it, but hold that thought, because we have a caller. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello. Hi, Marcia. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Nice to hear you.
Yeah.
Hi, Lynn.
What can we do to help you today?
Okay. I was wondering, I was listening about all the wonderful healing energy. I'm a healer also, but I can use a little lift today. So I was, wondering if I could have that, please.
You certainly can. Claudine?
Hi, Lynn.
Hello. Nice to talk
to you.
Hello, Lynn. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. What can we do for you?
Okay, I'm just feeling a little down today. My energy isn't quite the same, although I am starting to vibrate a little bit now. Okay, thank you for anything you can send to me.
Yes, I'm sending you some right now.
Okay.
And the other thing, I'm feeling a lot of red. I think you've been... Have you been suppressing anger? Unless it is Martian.
Have I been...
you know your base chakra? Because we forget, if you're a healer yourself, you forget to cleanse your own aura, you forget to cleanse your own chakras.
Okay.
And if you can concentrate on your base chakra, the red one.
Okay.
Just breathe. Okay. Breathe nice and slowly, but while concentrating on, you know, your base chakra. Do you know where that is?
Okay.
Okay, just breathe and see the color red. I'm pulling in lots of red now. This is what you're needing. It's grounding, I think, you're needing.
Okay, thank you.
You've been like surrounded by anger or something's messed up this bottom chakra.
Okay.
Just breathe and just bring in the energy into the red chakra at the bottom, yes?
Okay.
Okay. You're such a sweet person. I think you do too much for other people as well. Will you be able to take my email address from Marcia?
Okay.
Just go ahead and give us your email for our listening audience? Anyone who wants to sign up for some Reiki healing, please tune in and write down this email. And you go ahead with it, please.
Yes, it's Ladybug, L-A-D-Y-B-U-G, Danu, D-A-N-U, @ N for November, T for tree, L for Lima, ntlworld.com. ladybug.danu@ntlworld.com. And Lynn, I hope you'll take that down and contact me.
Okay, I will.
And we can share some healing.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, Lynn.
Okay. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you for calling.
You're very welcome. Okay. The healing will be ongoing now. I've made a connection with you. It will be ongoing.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Nice to meet you. Bye.
That was nice. I'm sensing all of this wonderful energy that you're putting out. It does give you sort of this feeling of peacefulness and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good a good thing, a good tool to have, Ladybug, when you're a very highly creative artist, as you are, with your filmmaking and your music writing and all the things that you're involved in. You need to remember to take time for yourself and center yourself and make space in your schedule, and this goes for everyone listening, to do your meditation, connect with your angels, and ask what it is from your higher self that you need to be doing. You know, I think we all get too busy and we forget to do that.
It's very difficult, isn't it? And you're so busy helping other people and telling other people how to center themselves and what they need to do, and you forget to do it for yourself.
Yeah,
I know. Every so often I find myself getting really highly strung and stressed and what's going on? And I just simply sit down, I do a special exercise that balances all my chakras. It only takes 10 minutes. And the peace I feel instantly after I finish is amazing. And I always give thanks to the universe, to God, to everything, for the gift of knowing. And I think without this gift, without mastering the art of the stuff that I do, I think I would have spontaneously combusted a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's really important.
That's kind of what you were picking up with all that energy channeling through me. You know, you can be a conduit for spirit, and then, you know, there is an electrical vibration that you come into when you speak to the higher realm.
Well, you're never still either. You're moving up and up and up in your vibration, and that can sometimes feel painful and jerks and this sort of
stuff.
It's one of the symptoms of raising your vibration. It's always rising. It's going to keep rising until you become light again. So you might be going through a massive shift.
I think that I am. You know, I've been reading a lot about ascension, and I said to a friend in email this morning, you know, I wonder if what I'm experiencing has something to do with ascension symptoms, because a lot of people get different weird symptoms, and what it means is that your vibration is being raised and raised and raised, so eventually, you know, you're just going to be in almost a different form than what we're in now. And I want to remind our listeners, too, that we do have and feature an Ascension series as well as a Holy Grail series on our show, and we feature these fascinating topics with the top leaders in the world on Ascension, such as Carla Rueckert and others. So there's wonderful archives that you can tune into, and there is a CD that I've produced, too, available on my website at DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com. Well, you know, the other song that I really love of yours, Claudine, is the one titled Courage, and we're going to play that in just a minute, but I wondered if you'd read some of the words from that one, too, because it's so powerful.
From Courage?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. Yes. I have the courage to let me succeed, to grab this adventure and have all the love I need. I am in a state of grace. I am complete as I am, and all that I wish for, alakazam, it is here. And at that point, you must say, be careful what you wish for. For I am queen of all that I've seen and all that I make. Let me make no mistake from here on. I forgive me a cynic. Absolved, I am mine. And all that eludes me was just not meant to be. I love what is. For all people like mind, we are connected in time and space. We are free and exactly where we are meant to be.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Let's play Courage right now for our listening audience.
Thank you.
And we're back. You were listening to Courage by Queen Ladybugs. What a great sound that is. And you can find her work online at www.myspace.com/TheQueenLadybug, all in one, The Queen Ladybug. And you can see that there's a couple other films posted there, too. I noticed you had an older version of something on one of the links, and then there's the recent film, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's the one with the sun? I thought that was interesting and it seemed to relate to ascension, like there was an earth and there was a sun and it said, things are heating up here. I thought that was clever.
Yeah. With the sun? Oh, my pictures.
Uh-huh, yeah, the pictures that are in there.
Yeah. I said, I've got the picture of Venus, and it actually says that my home is a little warmer than Earth.
Oh, that's Venus. I thought that was the sun with
Venus.
The solar flares. Because so often with the ascension process, we talk about the solar flares and how they bring us
yes.
energy. And
well, we are heating up. We will be like Venus in a few thousand years.
Yeah, probably.
And we'll still be living here.
According
like Venus.
To my research with Patty Corey and the Syrian revelations and everything, it'll be a lot sooner than that. So
yes, hopefully.
It may be, but it's an awesome time to be alive, and I don't think any of us fully grasp what the term ascension means, but I know we're all looking forward to that time, and it'll be wonderful, and we will live in peace and oneness, as John says in his words through you in so many of these songs and so many of my songs. And I was wondering if there was anything else that we missed. I think you had mentioned a file that you had of your son who was in the film and he was talking about the environment. Would you like to try to play that for our audience?
Yes, I'd love you to. My son was died twice when he was born, and I was told that if he survived, he would have a massive amount of brain damage and probably be a cabbage.
Oh,
we had a lot of break, and he was working on them from a distance while he was in the hospital. He survived. He pulled through. And if you play the little snippet that he did for us, he did it when he was 6 years old, and it's just quite amazing, really.
Oh, it's
what
so cute.
What he's done and
it's
how.
It's a little hard to understand, but we'll play the file if Don can find it for us. What's the title on the file?
He's just like a little tiny light worker, actually. He's really into healing, and he's really different than other children. He's
probably,
very, very aware.
He's a crystal, probably.
Yeah.
Now, his name is Leon. We're going to play the file from Leon. Is it titled Leon, or what is? How can Don...
Leon's Speech.
Leon's Speech. Can we find that and play it for our audience?
Did you know that one plastic bag can kill 25 turtles? In the water, the plastic bag looks just like a jellyfish. Turtle's favorite food. If it eats the bag, the turtle dies, but the bag carries on floating and can kill up to 24 more. Please help to save our Earth and all the creatures on it. Please keep the beach clean. Respect your environment. That way we can all live as one.
That was a little cut from the film, Here I Am, and that you were listening to little Leon give his spiel on the environment. And it was a little hard in the English accent for me the first time to hear all of what he was saying, but if you could recap that for us a little bit, Ladybug.
Yes, he's just talking about just raising awareness, really, of chucking rubbish on the beach. And he just talks about don't put plastic bags on the beach. Because turtles, I think they're jellyfish in the water, and they go and eat the plastic bags. Now, the turtle dies, but the plastic bag carries on floating after the turtle decomposes, and it can live for long enough to kill another 24. It kills about one plastic bag can kill 25 turtles, and that's what the speech is about.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, he says, respect your environment. That way, we can all live as one. And I'm sure John was there with us when we wrote that little piece as well. I'm sure he was
because he's written a number of songs that are environmental consciousness type things, and we're going to play that one at the end of our show today. Let me see where we're at on time. In a minute or so, we'll get to the song, but seems like there was one more thing I wanted to cover with you about
the horses.
About the horses, that's it. I wanted to draw attention in the film and our listening audience to you riding horses. I thought it was just magnificent the way you were able to get those shots of yourself in the countryside. Tell us about that and your love for horses.
Yes, well, as you know, I've rescued a few horses. I've nearly got arrested for it at one time as well. It's like the new version of a horse thief, but I was actually rescuing it. But I did get away with it in the end, and the people that had neglected the horse actually went to court and got in trouble for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the horse in the video also represents freedom, but it's also showing me living my life for the moment as I want to do, doing what I want to do as I want to. And a main part of my life is spending time with horses and making sure that they're all treated right.
Mm-hmm.
If I could, I'd go right around the world and rescue every single one of them.
Oh, I
the horse in the film is called Jazzy's
Baby.
It's just so
long
a friend of
I've
mine.
I've ridden. I used to ride when I was in college, you know, but I've never owned a horse. So you really, unless you own a horse or you stable a horse, it's just not something that most people have the opportunity to do unless they live very rural. But you actually do have a horse of your own, correct? This
yes,
your
we ha- well, we have two now. We have
That's
a little
wonderful.
Pony, Louis. We rescued him as a foal. He's actually 3 years old now.
Oh.
But we just rescued another one. He was a racehorse over in Ireland, in Limerick. He's 13 now. And he was left on a farm due to a marriage breakup. And when I found him, he was completely emaciated. He was a bag
oh
of bones.
Oh, my God. And he was a
And in 7 weeks, he's a big, spoiled thing now. So he's costing me a lot of money because he has old injuries. And you can ride him, but people wouldn't buy him because of these lumps. So he's just going to cost me a lot of money and a lot of time, but it's worth it to see him so rehabilitated.
How wonderful that you're doing that. So you're on a lot of different good projects. And I can really relate to the horseback riding thing. I love it. It's a wonderful sport, but I haven't done it in a long, long time. And it's something so peaceful there in the hills of England. It's almost like brings me back to another lifetime. I'll have to tell you more about that at another time. I did a past life
regression. Jazz, the Arab in the video, I went back around the Pennines on him. I did a 48-mile ride around the Pennines on him, and it was so amazing. It was so free. And,
that's beautiful. Well, your video is certainly beautiful. Your music inspired with these fantastic lyrics that are coming through from John, I believe, and I'm sure he confirms that, and the music and the talent, the film. We ask everybody listening to check out your site and also check out my site at www.dianaspeakstotheworld. There's more than Diana there on my site. Now, I have many messages from many ascended masters and archangels, and I do readings, and I almost forgot to mention, too, that next week I'm going to be making an appearance at Camp Chesterfield, and I will be there both September 15th and 16th, and it's an all-day festival celebrating spirit and the connection to spirit, and I'll be doing readings. I'll have my books, my CD of the Holy Grail Mysteries, Princess Diana's Messages, and a lot of spirit art. So if you want to know more about Camp Chesterfield and Spirit Fest, go to www.campchesterfield.net. It's located in Chesterfield, Indiana, which is north of Anderson, Indiana, which is north of Indianapolis. So I'll be there next weekend. And I want to close out with a song titled Radical Dolphin, which was composed by Bob Murray and channeled in from John in spirit, John Lennon. And the lyrics were written by myself. And we're going to listen to the Radical Dolphin mix, which is being performed with the lyrics by Chris Moores. And this is the work that I've been doing with John Lennon and all of these lyrics. And so Chris Moore is going to sing that for you. And we thank you for joining us on the show today. And tune in next week again for some wonderful guests. Many blessings.
Radical dolphin swimming the sea, know something's up on earth. Sees and feels its truth, living in deep blue amid shimmering waters. Radical dolphin feeling something new about to be born.
Save